At 8:43 here on the ticket, time to do something that we enjoy from time to time, and that is placing a call to Ed Carter's sports hotline. He's based somewhere here in the state of Texas, and he just runs this dial-up sports service. Never hear any sponsor. I guess he just does it for his own enjoyment.
But yeah.
Calling Ed Carter.
Your sports break for Monday, March the something or another. I think it's the third. Year of our Republican Lord, 2008. I'm Ed Carter. Well, I'm here to say it. Your Dallas Mavericks ain't never gonna done win a title with that old sorry Jason Kidd at the point.
Ooh. Golly.
He couldn't hit a cow's ball sack with a bass fiddle. I like it that he gets the ball to the great Dirk Nowitzki, but his brand of look-at-me basketball will fail.
Wow.
Jeez.
I've done some research. Without him, the Mavs have won 35 games this year, and with him, they've only won four.
Well, what kind of
so
research is that?
Stupid.
Numbers don't lie, people. People are starting to question the once so-called great Avery Johnson. I have questioned him since day one. I took one look at him and knew he couldn't coach.
Oh, my gosh.
He is on my coach's blacklist.
Oh, wow.
What happened to the NBA? What happened to the good old days when Pistol Pete reigned supreme? Thank God for you, Steve Nash, even though you are a Canadian.
Jeez.
In baseball news, it's time we leave a good American like Roger Clemens alone. He's from Texas. If an old boy from Texas says he hadn't done nothing, he ain't done nothing. I tell you who we need to go after. That's that old sorry Barry Bonds. That liar should be prosecuted.
Whoa.
To the fullest extent of my Smith & Wesson.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Let me step away from the exciting world of sports and turn my eagle-eyed, sharp attention to the political race of politics. I ain't never finished third grade, and I'm smart enough to know that John McCain is a great American who served our country bravely in Vietnam and should be our next president.
Okay.
And then Democrats are throwing Hillary and Barack at us. Are you kidding me? They're throwing us a woman and a neophyte who ain't served one full term in the Senate.
Gosh.
And Hillary Clinton, please, she's out there touting her 8 years in the White House has given her world political experience. I'm here to tell you, if Hillary wasn't smart enough to know that Bill was getting mouth love in the Oval Office, how's she supposed to know what was going on in world issues? I'm Ed Carter, and I approve this message.
There you go, another commentary for Ed Carter. The opinions are his own. 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The four pro coaches here in the Metroplex, are their arrows headed up or down? We'll give you our takes next.